Democrats in the state Senate say there's no need to wait until the state budget is settled later this year to enact reforms on lawmakers' outside income. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, they've proposed a package that they say should be approved now.
The proposals come 2.5 weeks after the Democratic Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was arrested on corruption charges and 1 week after he resigned as Speaker. Silver is charged with subverting his employment at two private law firms to gain nearly $6 million in kickbacks and bribes. Senate Democrats, led by Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, say the time has come to drastically curtail the outside income netted by legislators whose jobs as senators and assembly members are considered to be part-time.
We understand we can't serve two masters, that we are here to serve the public.
Senator Brad Hoylman is proposing a bill that would impose limits to state lawmakers' outside income, similar to restrictions in place for members of Congress. Outside income there is limited to 15% of a lawmaker's salary. In the state legislature, where the base pay is just under $80,000, that would amount to $12,000 a year.
So I'm proposing a bill that would provide a sterilizing cure of sorts to address these conflicts. My bill would apply the same restrictions to outside income for Albany legislators that already exist for members of the U.S. Congress. I figure if it's good enough for the U.S. Congress, it's good enough for us.
Representing law clients or giving financial advice would not be permitted. Jobs like teaching part-time at a college, though, would be allowed. Senator Gustavo Rivera, whose predecessor in the Senate, Pedro Espada, is currently serving a prison sentence for corruption, says his only outside income is $6,000 from teaching two classes a year.
Someone being in front of a classroom teaching college twice a year is very different than somebody representing clients that none of us know.
The Democrats say they would also create a commission to periodically decide whether lawmakers' base pay is adequate so that they don't have to seek extra employment. The Senate Democrats are pushing many of the same proposals that were recently outlined by Governor Cuomo. They add another idea not on Cuomo's list, though, banning the prevalence of LLCs, or limited liability companies, used as a loophole by campaign donors to skirt contribution limits. The governor has said he'll hold up the budget if he does not get total disclosure of lawmakers' outside income and an end to the abuse of taxpayer-funded expense accounts. He also wants to end the practice of using campaign funds for personal spending.
I will not sign a budget that does not have an ethics plan as outlined in my proposal that addresses the current problems in the system.
Senator Stewart-Cousins says while she supports the governor's effort, she doesn't think the ethics reforms even need to be tied to the budget and should be done sooner than the April spending plan deadline.
We need to pass our bills now, and it shouldn't have to be part of the budget conversation at all, to be quite honest.
In the Assembly, Speaker Carl Hastie, who was elected February 3rd, says he won't be taking any outside income. And Hastie, who is also a Democrat, appointed a task force to search for someone to head up a new Assembly Office of Ethics and Compliance. The Democrats, who are in the minority in the state Senate, need majority party Republican votes in order to enact their proposals. A spokesman for Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos accused the Democrats of grandstanding and says instead of press releases, Senate Republicans are working with the governor and assembly to get real results and real reforms. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.